The Palestinian territories were the third of the three countries on the Pope's agenda during the course of his week-long pilgrimage of peace to the Holy Land. Chris Altieri reports on the Pope's remarks at yesterday's farewell ceremony, which followed his courtesy visit with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
Pope Benedict XVI thanked Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for his hospitality on what he called a most memorable day, and said it was deeply moving for him to listen also to the testimonies of the residents who spoke to him about the conditions of life here on the West Bank and in Gaza. He assured all Palestinians that he longs to see peace and reconciliation throughout these tormented lands.
I have had the joy of celebrating Mass together with a great multitude of the faithful in the place where Jesus Christ, light of the nations and hope of the world, was born. I have seen the care taken of today's infants in the Caritas Baby Hospital. With anguish, I have witnessed the situation of refugees who, like the Holy Family, have had to flee their homes. And I have seen adjoining the camp and overshadowing much of Bethlehem, the wall that intrudes into your territories, separating neighbors and dividing families.
Pope Benedict went on to say that although walls can easily be built, we all know they do not last forever.
They can be taken down first, so it is necessary to remove the walls that we build around our hearts, the barriers that we set up against our neighbors. That is why, my parting words, I want to make a renewed plea for openness and generosity of spirit, for an end to intolerance and exclusion. No matter how intricate and deeply entrenched a conflict may appear to be, there are always grounds to hope that it can be resolved, that the patient, persevering efforts of those who work for peace and reconciliation will bear fruit in the end. My earnest wish for you, the people of Palestine, is that this will happen soon, and that you will at last be able to enjoy the peace, freedom, and stability that have eluded you for so long.
Once again, the Holy Father assured his hosts that he will continue to take every opportunity to urge those involved in peace negotiations to work towards a just solution that respects the legitimate aspirations of Israelis and Palestinians alike. He announced as an important step in this direction that the Holy See looks forward to establishing shortly, in conjunction with the Palestinian Authority, the bilateral permanent working commission that was envisioned in the basic agreement between the Holy See and the Palestine Liberation Organization signed in the Vatican on February 15th of the year 2000. Concluding, the Holy Father commended his hosts to the protection of the Almighty and asked God to bless the Palestinian people with peace. I'm Chris Altieri.